Sir Bernard Lovell, founder and first director of the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Observatory in Cheshire, died on the 6th of August 2012 at the age of 98. Emeritus Professor of Radio Astronomy, he was the father of British radio astronomy and the man behind the iconic 76-metre Mark I telescope at Jodrell Bank, later renamed in his honour on the occasion of its 30th anniversary. Born in 1913 in Oldland Common, Gloucestershire, Sir Bernard studied at the University of Bristol, completing his PhD before moving to Manchester in 1936 to work in the Department of Physics. During the Second World War, he took a break from research on cosmic rays to work on radar systems for air defence. During this time, he led the team that successfully developed the H2S radar systems, work for which he was later awarded the OBE. Sir Bernard returned to Manchester in 1945 and continued his pre-war research on cosmic rays. During the war, he had noticed that the radar operators ignored certain echoes on their screens. While no one knew what created these echoes, the operators knew that they were not aircraft, and Lovell suspected that they may be related to cosmic rays. Through his contacts in the military, he acquired some unwanted 4-metre radar equipment, which he set up near the physics department in Manchester. At that time, however, the interference caused by the direct current needed to operate a nearby tramline was so strong as to render the equipment completely useless. Then, in late 1945, Lovell took his equipment to the university's botanical station at Jodrell Bank, founding the observatory. Today, the site is dominated by the world-famous 76-metre Lovell telescope, conceived by Sir Bernard in 1951. Together with engineer Sir Charles Husband, he built the telescope, which has become an icon of British science and engineering, and remains a landmark in the Cheshire countryside more than 50 years after its completion. A hugely ambitious project, the telescope was by far the world's largest when it was completed in 1957, and within days it was used to track the rocket which carried Sputnik 1 into orbit, marking the dawn of the space age. Today, the Lovell telescope is still the third largest fully steerable telescope in the world, and a series of upgrades mean that it is now more capable than ever, observing phenomena undreamed of when it was first conceived. Today, the Lovell telescope plays a key role in world-leading research on pulsars, testing our understanding of extreme physics, including Einstein's general theory of relativity. In 2011, Jodrell Bank Observatory was placed on the UK government's shortlist for World Heritage Site status, recognising its unique role in the development of our understanding of the universe. The observatory continues to play a major role in astronomical research. It is now home to the E-Merlin array of 7 radio telescopes spread across the UK. Based on the techniques of linking telescopes over long distances, pioneered by the team which Sir Bernard assembled at Jodrell Bank, the network is now connected by a high-speed optical fibre network, making it one of the most powerful telescope arrays in the world. Later this year, the international headquarters of the SKA organisation will move to Jodrell Bank. The square kilometre array will be the world's largest telescope, combining thousands of dishes and other receivers spread across thousands of kilometres. The SKA itself will be sited in both Africa and Australia. In the 7 decades since antennas first began to appear on the grounds of the old botanical station in Cheshire, many hundreds of scientists and engineers have worked and trained at Jodrell Bank, often going on to work at other observatories across the world. Even after his retirement in 1981, Sir Bernard retained a keen interest in the development of science at Jodrell Bank and beyond. He could often be found discussing a new scientific result, or the latest cricket match, over an afternoon cup of tea with fellow astronomers, continuing to come into work at the observatory until quite recently, when ill health intervened. Lovell was also a pioneer of public engagement with physics and engineering, creating the first dedicated visitor centre located next to the telescope, which opened in 1971. The telescope has since inspired generations of visiting schoolchildren to pursue careers in science, engineering and medicine. Outside the world of science, Sir Bernard was an accomplished musician, playing the organ at Swetnam Church for many years. He was also a keen cricketer, captain of the Chelford Cricket Club, and past president of the Lancashire County Cricket Club. He was also renowned internationally for his passion for arboriculture, creating arboretums at both the Quinter and Jodrell Bank itself. Receiving his knighthood in 1961, Sir Bernard's legacy is immense, extending from his wartime work to his pioneering contributions to radio astronomy, and including his dedication to outreach and public engagement with scientific research. He was a great man and will be sorely missed by many. He is survived by 4 of his 5 children, 14 grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren.